Should we sing again as our intro?
I feel like people liked that more than I thought they would.
Yes.
Like they were here for
oh,
it.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Should we do something besides the Hannah Montana intro?
That's all
though?
I know.
Right.
Can you do the thistle dance? First, I do like this. I just do the whole fucking song right now.
Papa Pilo.
Time to read the bass back. Hey.
Shit.
Fuck. I'm about to shake my ass. A lot of people liked it, and they also, a lot of people said, we need to have an intro jingle.
We need one.
We need one so bad. How about, I just thought of something. What if we did a thing, like a contest? Like, I'm Ooh. Sure there's people out there that know how to use Logic that
I
are
love
listening.
A good competition.
And
what's they, Logic?
Music.
Got it.
I think that it could be cool because we've sat through like royalty free sites and listened to music so much, and like they're
Nothing,
all good, but
yeah.
Like,
and I now you guys know our sense of like music.
Yeah.
So okay, just, we're like, doing it. Take our inspo.
We're doing it.
Look at go to our playlist. That's our inspo board.
Yes.
That's our mood board.
Yes. We want something energetic, something that would like hype you guys up. Like right yeah. when you turn it on, you know it's time.
Yep.
My favorite murder.
Fucking wish.
I wish. I wish it was that easy.
Stay sexy and don't get murdered.
I don't know if we've ever said this, but that is literally our favorite podcast. Just yeah. to let you guys know.
We're that's, big. I think that's where I started like my even
love knowing, for podcasts.
Yeah.
Me too. Me too.
I was an avid, like I still am, but like that's the podcast that I first became an avid listener to.
Yes. And seeing them evolve is like, oh. I'm like, so like, I'm proud of them. Like it feels like I'm watching like my kid grow up.
100%.
What if we met them?
What if throw it in the universe? It will happen one day.
When we meet Karen and Georgia, I'm going to throw up on their shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to have like a murder episode. We'll do it for like Halloween. Yeah. Even though it has nothing to do with like the premise of our brand, we're still going to have a murder episode.
We're for sure going to have a My Favorite Murder episode.
We can give advice on like how to not get murdered.
Hey, stay sexy.
And don't get murdered.
No, for real. Like I'm actually obsessed with murders and mm-hmm. true crime.
Oh yeah.
But I've been watching this show. It's called In the Dark on Netflix.
Yep.
Two seasons. The first season is about a murder. It's a blind woman and her best friend gets murdered and she's trying to figure out, and like no one cares, and they kind of write it off as like an accidental murder or something. And
don't give too much.
Okay. It's really good. Watch it.
I started it first and then I told you to watch it. And now you're freaking a kajillion light years ahead of me. And
I'm like deep into season two.
And how many are seasons? You said there's two total.
Okay. Yeah.
And they just got renewed for a new one, right?
Yep.
Oh my God. No, it is so good. From what I've seen, it's so good. I love that there's this like culture in just society as a whole that like you don't spoil shit.
Okay.
Like we can so easily just like tell
people
everything right now.
I can tell you so many dirty details about this show.
But like we all respect each other enough.
But what's funny is everything that I watch, I spoil for myself. I already know, I know the end, but like I still watch it. So I'll be watching something and I Google.
What the fuck,
I Google like
dude?
Info. I don't like being surprised.
Oh my God. That's so weird. And that backs up that one time where you fucking told our friend Lee. I told our friend Lee to watch Gossip Girl. And she goes, oh, I know who Gossip Girl is, and tells him who Gossip Girl is. You're supposed to go through all, what, 8, 9 seasons? How many fucking seasons there are? I think it's 6, actually. Not the point. You watch it and you don't find out till like the last episode. Like,
I know.
The fun part about it is like you go through the show like, oh, it's this person. No, it's this person. And it changes and it evolves. And
I just like when there's a question in a show, I literally Google it right then, right when we find out the question.
Why?
I don't know.
If there's
I don't like being blindsided.
If there's any fucking psychologist out there listening, why does my friend do that?
Yeah, I'll look up. I even like, if I don't want to completely ruin it, what I'll do is like, I'll look at all the, on Netflix, you know how you can go to all the episode list?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you can see like the image and the descriptions. I always like read the images, like I read into the images. So if there's like someone in an image, I know that they didn't die last season.
I purposely like squint one eye and select, okay, episode one, go. So that I don't see the thumbnail.
I read all the descriptions for every episode before I even get into that season.
That's so weird. Okay, should we, let's do song of the day and then we'll hop in.
Sweet. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Confidant. Oh, I was going to play it. Oops. Confidant by Baby Jake.
Baby Jake.
So good.
It's a cute name. Do I know it?
If I played it, it was on, so I came over and cleaned your house on Sunday.
As you do every Sunday.
Yeah. And I threw on like a random playlist and it was one of those ones that I think it was like
Pink Skies Radio.
Pink Skies Radio. Yeah. Yeah. And Pink Skies is on our playlist. So go check that out. Yes, because it's fucking fire.
I think that was last week's song.
Yeah. So I threw on that radio as I was cleaning and this came up and I think I had mentioned this, but or I talked about this before, but when you're in the middle of doing something and you're like listening to a playlist and there's one song and it catches your, it catches your attention and you're like, oh wait, what is this?
Yep.
This was the first song that did that to me.
Yeah.
It's really good.
My song of the day is that same thing when I was sitting on my couch on my ass while you were cleaning my house. Actually, I was editing a podcast or a vlog. I was editing something.
No, you're working.
Yeah, I wasn't just being rude. Anyway, the song that popped out to me on that same radio was Freaking Out on the Interstate by Briston Maroney.
It's a good one.
I've listened to it like 12 times.
It's a good one to fall asleep to, like in the best way possible. It's just like,
I don't know if I could fall asleep to it, but it's definitely like, it made me feel like warm and fuzzy. Like it made me like happy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a really good, I like him a lot.
Speaking of falling asleep, I've been falling asleep to like thunder sounds.
When you're in California and you miss rain.
Yeah, actually, I love the sound of rain and I keep my window open so I have the nice breeze. Mm-hmm. And then I throw on like a fat playlist of rain sounds, thunder sounds. And then I slowly woke up at around 6 a.m. and like monsoon,
it's like a little too intense. Yeah,
it was crazy. I was like, okay, that woke me up, but it was a nice little, it felt like a symphony, like, you know, it goes in waves of like
intenseness. Yes.
And like as I opened my eyes, monsoon hit and I was like, shit,
you tackled the fucking day.
It was great. It's been a great way to fall asleep and wake up.
I need something to fall asleep to. I used to fall asleep to white noise and then
I don't think I could do that.
It was No, sorry. It was fan noise. Ooh. Fan noise. We had like two laptops open. It was fan noise and then like 580 hertz or some like frequency.
Whoa, I think I want to try that tonight.
Oh my God.
Fan noise. I haven't listened to that.
I'll find the like exact level of hertz and okay. I'll send that to you too. But
sweet.
Oh my God. Ow. Okay, let's get into it. Before we get into like all the stories, there was this one tweet that is such a good point. Isn't it ironic how Alex's biggest crush growing up turned out to be a pirate?
Wait, what?
Johnny Depp.
Oh, shit. And like Pirates of the Caribbean actually scares me.
And it's Johnny Depp. I thought that was so ironic.
You know what? As I think about it, I think I remember like talking to my mom when I was little, like, why would Johnny do this? Like, why would he?
You're like,
babe. I was like actually upset that he was like he became Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't feel like a fan anymore.
Yeah. You were like, I felt betrayed.
I felt betrayed.
Yeah. You literally went through a breakup.
That's so funny. I'm like making the connection again now as an adult.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay. Okay. This one is super, super short, but I felt like it was a good point just to be made about crushes.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Brianna. Let's normalize having crushes even if we're married. LOL, my husband and I both have crushes and we discuss our crushes together. Whoa. I love you guys and wish we were friends because I feel like we are already, LaMayo. We are Brianna. Is it Brianna? I think it's Brianna. It's two N's. So I'm gonna assume it's Brianna. Either way, you are my friend. And I love the point you made.
Okay, before we like get into discussing this, let me read one of mine because it totally goes hand in hand.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Hi both, really love the podcast. I had a question for Thursday's episode on crush culture. Do you think it's normal to have a crush on someone else when you're in a relationship? And if so, what is it that distinguishes it as a silly crush versus a crush you should explore? Keep up the awesome podcast.
Love this. I'm glad we put these together.
Yeah.
The message that you got, I really like how they said like the difference between a silly crush and one you should pursue, because I think that's exactly what the line is.
Right.
I think, you know, Brianna, for example, my entry, she said like we talk about it, like we laugh about it, whatever.
Oh, that's so sick.
That's great. I think that shows security, and that shows the sheer fact that you cannot deny that we are humans and we are attracted to other humans.
That's a human act.
Yes, it is so normal to be attracted visually. That's fine, and I think that's harmless, and I think that's literally
it's human
that's
nature.
Fine, but then your entry states like that line. I think that's, you know, once you start kind of if you're like fantasizing a little too deeply with that crush,
yeah, or you need to if you're like picturing your life,
yes,
pursuing it,
yes, that's where you need to reconsider who you're with,
right?
Like,
and right. It's normal if you're married and you've realized you're not in love with the person that you're with. That's what divorces are for.
Right.
And you pursue something else. And I know so many stories like that. People that I know where they leave marriages and end up with their soulmate.
Their forever person.
Their forever.
Yeah.
Like it
happens.
It's okay.
It is okay. So, you know, it's, don't feel like, oh my God, I'm a bad person for thinking about this crush. Oh my God. Like if they're taking up so much real estate in your mind, yeah, it's going to hurt whoever you're with. But like, wouldn't you rather that than being with them out of pity?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, for sure. You need to reevaluate your whole situation.
Exactly.
Okay. I have like a funny story.
Go.
Okay. Re-snoring at your first sleepover. Ooh. Hi guys. Just want to say I love you both. If this does make the episode, can I please remain anonymous? Yes. Anyway, I have the same snoring anxiety as Alex. So about 3 years ago, I matched with this dude on Tinder. I was looking for a hookup, not anything serious. We had talked for about a month until I finally agreed to hang out with him. I'm kind of kinky, so I suggested our first date be at a sex shop.
Hey.
Fun.
So fun.
Obviously, we both knew how the night was going to end. We huff poppers. What's that?
A popper is, it's like a chemical that if you breathe it in, it relaxes like your... like your, I think it's like your throat muscle and your butthole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And okay. So we huff poppers and drink wine. Of course we end up sleeping together. It was great. By this point, it's like 3 a.m. and he had picked me up for that date. He asked if I'd be okay with sleeping over and he'd take me home in the morning. I agreed, but I was terrified that he'd hear me snoring because I was exhausted from the intense sex. Before he falls asleep, he looks over at me and goes, by the way, I have sleep apnea, so I snore. I could have cried, LOL. We ended up dating for a little bit, and whenever I'd stay over, his snoring was like music to my ears.
Oh,
isn't that so cute?
That's
amazing.
You need that.
Right.
That is so cute.
Don't be afraid of what you might think is a flaw.
Yeah.
I've been there. I literally, like, every time I, like, fall asleep in front of Kristen and I, like, or like I go for a nap and I wake up, I'm like, Kristen, was I snoring?
No, yeah. I actually haven't heard you snore in a while.
I'm working on it.
You took a nap on my couch the other day and didn't snore.
It's all about angles. Also, yeah, it is. Know your angles. Sometimes.
I thought you meant like in pictures. I was like, this is quite the jump to subject.
My snoring girls out there, know your angles.
For sure.
I only snore when I'm dead on my back.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, test it out.
Yeah.
Ask a friend to sleep over a couple nights.
Put a piece of plywood behind your back.
Sit up.
Stand in the closet while you sleep. Like you in one of those like sex swings, you just like sleep in that so you're upright.
Oh my God. Fuck. But yeah, good. Don't be embarrassed.
No,
the right person's not going to care.
No. Oh my God. No.
Okay.
Hi, advice. Really enjoying the podcast. This week's topic got me thinking about my past crushes. I grew up an absolute cynic and super shy. But I had one crush that changed my perspective on so much. That's so cool.
Aww.
I met this guy at the end of senior year through a mutual friend. I instantly was drawn to him. It was crush at first smile. That's cute. Crush Aww. At first smile. And we became great friends. Fast forward 2 years, we just got closer. I was super comfortable with him and I just had to do something about it. I wanted to tell him so bad about my feelings, but never had expressed feelings to anyone before. I legit couldn't tell him in person, so I wrote him a letter telling him everything.
That's so sweet. That's amazing.
2 months later, he asked me out. He too is very shy, but he was able to muster up the balls to ask me in person. He was my first boyfriend. I learned a lot about myself, and he helped me grow so much. He made me not be a cynic anymore. Hands down, he was my soulmate, and what we had was something that I feel people wait a lifetime for. We're no longer together, but it's all good. I forever cherish what we had and I'm grateful for him. I now believe in love. Even if it doesn't always last, it's still out there. It's been about 3 years now and I do have a new crush, but we work together, so I prefer to keep it professional. What are your thoughts on work crush slash romance? I was always advised to not get involved with anybody I work with. Love the podcast, Sammy.
Hi, Sammy.
Oh, this is, first of all, your love story is adorable.
Oh my God.
And like your wrap up at the end about how you're not together, but you just cherish what you have and they made you a better person. Like
that's what we're supposed to take from a relationship.
Yes. Yes. Like I know there's really awful ones out there where like, there's no way you can take that specific story from, but like, I'm just so proud of you that you like you're acknowledging that.
Yeah.
From the pain you went through, you still like came out a completely, you said it, a transformed person.
Yeah, that's incredible. The love that you guys shared changed you for the better. And that's, oh my God, it's like what we all seek love for.
Yes. Even if it doesn't last, you at least get that. Now, the work situation. don't, what is it? Don't shit where you eat.
You think?
Yep.
Can I say like, it depends on where you work as far as like,
yeah,
like you're if you're in like at like a corporate level job in like, if you're in your lifetime career business, I would say yes, don't shit where you eat. But if you like, I mean, like I worked at a retail store in high school. Like if you're at like your high school job.
Yeah.
It's like, if whatever. If you're working at like your local Cheesecake Factory, whatever.
Ooh. Do you want to go after this?
Down. Big down.
I want Love shrimp Island. Scampi. Oh, wait.
Did I miss it?
Shit, I'm vegan. I literally forgot. Okay, not the point.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right. It definitely depends on like, pretty much what I think what you're trying to say is realize you can lose your job over it.
And yeah.
At what level are you okay with that?
Yeah.
So there's that, but I don't know. I've worked 3 places actually where people were dating and broke up in the workplace.
Yeah.
And it made everybody uncomfortable. It created tension.
And you have to like prepare for that.
One person left each time. What if that's you that loses their job? Like it's just, I think in such a sticky situation, like I hate to be a pessimist, but definitely like be prepared for the worst.
Yeah, no, for
sure. If it ends terribly or, you know, yeah. But I mean, if you're like crushing like hella heavy, like head over heels for this person, then like
pursue it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
It absolutely is worth it because then you can look at it from an optimistic side and be like, the reason we're together is because of this job, because you're my coworker. Otherwise I would have never walked up to you. Like
look at that as fate.
Totally. It just weigh it out. Weigh out the
pros and cons.
Yeah. If you're just like attracted and you just want to like hook up, maybe not worth it. But yeah, that's
weigh it out, baby.
Weigh it out.
Let's just go ahead and keep this anon. But guys, I've always wanted an older sister. So you guys really rock by making this podcast and taking that role.
Thanks.
Thank you. But here's the dilemma. I have this really good guy friend that I love with my whole entire heart. We are super good friends and way comfortable with each other. But at times we get weird flirty and it totally catches me off guard. And I've totally developed a crush. Tragic. We work really good as friends. I really do believe he's one of my friend's soulmates. I've just never thought of him in a romantic way until he starts this flirting BS and he flips my head completely upside down. So I need advice. Do I just leave it as the friendship or start gradually making my way to see if there's something more? I'm scared of ruining this friendship.
I say do it.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. You have to tell him how you're feeling. You just have to.
Yep.
You have to, and you will feel so much better because, okay, even so he's obviously flirting back from what we can tell. He's throwing it out there too. So you never know how he's feeling.
Totally.
And it's like, even though you've never thought of him in this romantic way, it's very natural for like, that's the purpose of flirting.
Mm-hmm.
It's very natural for like when two people flirt, that's how feelings start, you know,
yep.
That's like the bottom of the barrel. So I think you should tell him.
And if you don't, I'm going to be really, I feel like if you don't, you're just going to live in this question and you're never going to be truly yourself.
No. Nope.
Like, yeah, I know you're really comfortable around him, whatever. That's great. But just wait the second you're fully honest that you're going to feel even more comfort, which feels so good. So I think it's worth it. I mean, just think about like you're this good and this compatible as friends. Think about how you'd be as lovers.
Yeah. Just and saying. The best relationships start as friends.
Yep. Absolutely.
Hands down.
I fully stand by that. That's so true.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it and let us know how it goes.
Do it.
Please.
Do it. Okay. Next one. I have to say this is one of very little people that actually did their homework.
Oh.
We asked you guys to go tell your crushes what's good.
I realize it's scary because I didn't tell my crush that I liked him. So I get you. I know. I know I'm a bad student.
Okay, but I did get one. And this is from Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Rach.
Hey, Rach. Hello, lovelies. I am loving the podcast. It's like I'm having a conversation with my friends. You are. But I did what you guys said.
Yes.
Shot my shot with a guy I had a crush on. I had been closer with him before COVID and I had been pretty flirty and stuff and thought he felt the same way. But I texted him and he just said, LOL, yeah, I had an idea of it. Like referring to her crush.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of upset for a little, but then I got over it and was ultimately glad I did it because now at least I know. But the podcast was actually great advice. Like, I really think I can be able to tell future crushes how I feel and not be so insecure about it. Like, I think I'm going to DM my guy I briefly met at church who is adorable and I'm going to try to get to know him. And
do it.
I don't feel super nervous about it.
That yes. Yes. I'll call this a success story.
Success.
Woo.
It feels so good to be young and successful. I'm so successful.
Hell yeah.
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 Yes. I'm so proud of you, Rach.
Oh my God. Rachel.
That's so speechless. Like, okay. I'm speechless because like we just like, what if they fall in love, Alex? Like we just kind of did that.
Who?
Us.
No. Who? What if who falls in
like
love?
Like her and this guy that she's
at church.
Church. Like yeah. What if?
No.
They, like,
yeah.
Literally we are the reason they're in love.
Can we be at the wedding?
Please. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my God. Please.
Can we plan the wedding?
Oh. Oh my. Rachel, please. Rach. Girly.
Hit us
Let us know when you get married and
we'll be there.
We'll be there. I can't talk.
Dude. But yet going back to the guy you had initially told, isn't that like such a weight lifted off your chest? Bet. Like yep. You now, like you said, now you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it like, the thing is if you wouldn't have told him, you kind of would have had that question in your mind.
And you would have never branched out because you'd have been like, yeah. Oh, I have my heart set on somebody.
Nope. But, and that's how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm in the same fucking boat.
Right. So everybody learn from Rachel here.
Yeah, not like, me.
Don't. Guys, just mute Alex every time she talks. Rachel, come on the show, girly. I think that was...
That's amazing.
Definitely a success story.
Oh, I'm so glad you did it.
Yeah, me too.
I have one more and it's literally like it needs to be a romantic comedy.
Ooh.
In box office, theaters. It's so cute.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, Kristen and Alex. I just wanted to share a story with you guys about crushes. So I had a crush with a dreamy boy in class named Jimmy. Every girl loved him. I was kind of a dork and didn't really hang out in the same group as him. I first started crushing in probably first grade, but had been in the same grade since preschool. Around middle school, I went to a class party and they did the classic say who your crush is, and lo and behold, Jimmy said my name. I couldn't believe it. No boy had ever said they liked me ever. I was so excited. I wasn't allowed to date till I was 16, so we were just friends for a while, and then junior year or high school, we finally started dating. Mind you, I had been in love with him forever and never thought I stood a chance. Flash forward 5 years and we got married this March. Got married in our house because of COVID. And have literally couldn't love anyone more. He's everything and I love to think about how far we've come. P.S. I'll send pics of us in preschool and now. And I looked at the photos and shed a fucking tear.
Oh my God.
And hold on. Let me pull it up. Their local newspaper like wrote a piece about them.
I have chills all over my body. I'm like anxiously shaking my legs.
What? Your literal preschool crush is your hubby.
Oh, my
that's God. Everyone's goal.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so cute?
What the fuck?
And the fact that she was like, I don't have a chance. Like yeah. He was the guy that everyone wanted. And like, so cute.
Can I see the pictures, please?
Yes.
We're also, we'll DM her and ask if we can post these for you
because
guys.
Because they're so cute.
Oh my,
her like, hair.
Oh my god,
this is so cute.
And that's them in their house. Oh my god, your literally, wedding dress is gorgeous.
Oh my god, they're so cute.
I can't believe this. Okay, so this last one I feel like is a good like talking point for us where we can give advice on if you do tell your crush and then they get scared and you ruin the friendship. I think we can give some good advice.
Okay.
So this one is, my birthday was 2 months ago and I got drunk and found it the perfect opportunity to tell my friend since fourth grade that I've been in love with her for a long time. She took a week to respond and she couldn't reciprocate the feelings, then ghosted me for 2 whole months. I decided to block her just to have some online privacy. And then she messaged her mutual friend saying, I fucked up, didn't I? The fascinating thing about the situation was not the rejection, because in time I've learned to be okay and I've grown up about it, but it was being ghosted by a longtime friend that hurt. How do I go forward with the situation without seeming like I'm diving back into a friendship at full speed?
Oof.
So good on you for like the, you know, saying you found peace in the rejection, yeah, because like, you know, whatever.
And
but
like, it seemed like you're making the light of like,
for sure. You threw yourself out there and you're not regretting it. You're not being mean to yourself about it. But I think this is something a lot of people fear that will happen, and you know, it hurt you more to lose your friend, and I can only imagine. So I think the best way to go back into the friendship for anybody who's also experiencing this is definitely slow. Definitely, like, I think the first conversation should just be a meetup.
Yeah, but that's what you need to do. You need to open the door of conversation.
Open the door, meet up, and talk about everything. The only way this friendship is going to work again is a fresh foundation, truly, or at least a repaired foundation. It can't be fully fresh because you still have a past.
Yeah.
But laying everything out on the table, feelings, regrets, apologies, if any, you know, anything, you just need to clear the air, will now set a new foundation to continue your timeline with this person.
And make sure she knows that you are more than happy being just friends, because yes, that could be like a huge,
because maybe she's scared. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
That could be a huge part of her fear, is whether or not she can be in a friendship with you, knowing that you might still have a crush on her.
Yep.
So just
be true to yourself. Yeah. Too.
And like, if you do, make it known.
Yep.
But if you don't, make it clear that, you know, you do want your guys' friendship back. That's more important than,
yes,
you know, you expressing your feelings.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just an amazing rule of thumb for any type of relationship you're repairing, whether it's romantic, friendship, family, anything, any person you're trying to have back in your life, just start with honesty.
Yeah.
Clear the air, start with honesty and full communication and intention.
And it then, might feel awkward at first, but it's going to be so worth it.
It's just so, like, you don't ever want to build anything off of a lie or not being genuine. It's just,
yeah,
you brush it under the rug and it's going to crawl right back out later in some other form. So, best of luck, but I think you could do it. I think you just gotta just be honest and you'll be surprised. Honesty gets you very far. Well, that was my last one. The past one is your last one, right?
Yeah.
These were good. Like I said, I'm a little fucking butthurt that nobody did our fucking challenge besides Rach.
I get it. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but like, I thought it'd be really cool. Another thing, let's do this competition for jingles in the beginning.
Yes, like an please intro song. Send in anything. And also, can we get a couple like live music jingles?
Yeah.
Electric guitar.
I thought it'd be a little intense.
Is that what it's called? Can we please get the flute?
Only flute. We only want the flute. But the song flute from school, not like the pretty flute.
Clarinet.
I should do it.
No, I fucking bought you that. A clarinet and you
last Christmas.
Used it once.
It did. Once.
Literally when I gave it to you.
This is all about our relationship, as you know, obviously me and Kristen and all of our listeners. So mm-hmm. The whole thing should be an us experience. Collaborative.
Yep. I know we keep saying this, but I promise video format is coming soon. We just found a few hiccups that we have to get over, but it's all good things. So definitely,
we just want to make sure our studio is,
we just want to be perfect.
Perfect.
We want
for
everything
you guys
to be perfect, especially for the visual. Are you ready to like have to get ready 2 days a week?
I was thinking about that. And like, I'm sitting here like, first of all, I'm in like my weed socks and like crisscross applesauce.
You can still sit
like
crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
I'm in Adidas shorts, but then like a cute shirt because I had jeans on with this cute
like
shirt.
Lace bralette. Like,
but then
through,
like, yeah, shorts, like basketball shorts.
Maybe we should just like do this.
We could.
Fuck it.
I feel like we're gonna want to dress up though, like
for the first couple times, but we're yeah. gonna, it's gonna be like our first like week at Fit'em.
Yes.
We show up
and like dressed to the fucking nines, dude.
And then
and then you come like hella grungy because you were up for like 48 hours doing your final project.
No, literally towards the end of each quarter, I was in full blown no makeup, sweats.
Oh yeah.
That's what's gonna be.
I
like.
Looked, I smelt like poopy for sure. Anybody out there go to Fit'em? What's it like right now with COVID?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Actually, you know what? I feel like we've actually never told anybody that we both went to Fit'em. Fit'em yeah. is a college.
It's a fashion institute.
Of design and merchandising. Right. I majored in merchandise marketing.
And I majored in visual communications and graphic design.
Yep. So yeah, we went there. Definitely one of the hardest fucking schools.
No, we're, yeah.
It's intense.
I will never feel the stress that I felt going to Fit'em. I don't think any other time in my life. Yeah.
Yep. Unless I'm like falling off a cliff.
President of the United States.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same thing. So anybody out there going to Fit'em?
Yeah. No, let us know because that's our home.
Guys, she just said, she, no, I'm not cutting that. She goes, that's our home. And she fucking taps her chest like, that's our home.
Because I meant to say, those are our homies.
That is our home. Me, Tarzan, you, Jane.
Oh my God, I'm dying. Okay, let's cut it. All right, let's wrap it.
Wait, one more thing before we wrap it. David Blaine's fucking stunt.
Oh,
I just,
yeah.
Sorry, I can't stop thinking about it. We watched it before we recorded this, guys.
Fell out of a plane.
He held onto balloons and went into the sky.
Like
25,000 feet. He's holding, it's just crazy.
If look it up, David Blaine.
Yeah, really fucking cool. Okay, we're blabbering now. love you guys so much. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave 5 stars, leave a review. We read it all. We'd love to hear from you guys. Also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We're at Advice Podcast, exactly how it's spelled below. And I guess we'll that's it. We'll see you guys Monday.
Oh. Week 6.
Oh my God. That's so cool. Week 6, it's fucking sick. Okay, yeah. Love right. you guys
love
so
you
much.
Guys. Bye.